Let us pray. Gracious God, we release our hearts to you. First, we remove the pressure, for release requires the freedom to be moved. Then we allow our hearts to return to their original resting position, in sync with you, with the rhythm of summer cicadas and this whole wild creation. Then we pray that you will find our hearts available, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. So like the mockingbird releases her song, we release our hearts to you, move in them, stir us awake, speak to us now. We are waiting. Amen. Did you want me to read your scripture for her? You got it. Huh? What would you prefer? Do you have a preference? Okay. I can in just a second. As long as the internet works. Yep. All right. First reading is from Nehemiah 1, 5 through 11. I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for your servants, the Israelites, confessing the sins of the Israelites, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my family have sinned. We have offended you deeply, failing to keep the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances that you commanded Moses. Remember the word that you commanded Moses, your servant. If you are faithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are under the far skies, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place where I have chosen to establish my name. They are your servants and your people whom you redeemed by your great power and your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give success to your servant today and grant your servant mercy in the sight of this man. At the time, I was a cupbearer of the king. And then the second passage is John 15, 1 through 10. As long as it pulls up for me. There we go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Take it away, Tiffany.
As this is Ari's week off from preaching, I'll be sharing with you today. and I'm going to do that. Today I'd like to discuss another chapter of this book, Mary-Kate Morris's A Guidebook to Prayer. Last time I spoke, I led us through breath prayer, which is a chapter in here as well. That's a practice rooted in the Holy Spirit as inner healer. And then today's chapter, I'd like to focus on something called examine prayer, which is rooted in the humanity of Jesus. Going through the Gospels, if we notice every time Jesus prayed, we find that Jesus prayed in all sorts of ways, alone, with small groups, and in large crowds. He used all types of gestures. He quoted scripture, touched, looked up to heaven, spoke aloud, laid hands on, and broke bread. He expressed a variety of emotions. He prayed in all sorts of places, the wilderness, the mountains, houses, in a boat, in a garden, public areas, and on the cross. He prayed at all different times of day and around all different types of events. And Jesus prayed for all sorts of reasons, to overcome temptation, refocus, make decisions, receive God's blessings, perform miracles, receive ecstatic vision, praise God for good things, bless children, intercede for his disciples, receive God's comfort, prophetic intersection, relinquishment, and search for God's presence. In his humanity, Jesus shows us how prayer is not only a discipline, but a lifestyle of faith. Prayer is an ongoing relationship as it involves every aspect of our bodies, our time, and our lives. Jesus, though in his very nature God, in his humanity, still made connecting with God a priority. He took time in private to reflect on his day and on his tomorrow. This is the practice of daily reflective prayer. In reflective prayer, we invite God to give us God's image of our day. We invite God to review our day, thoughts, actions, and encounters for God's wisdom and insights. This type of daily reflection prayer is commonly known today as the prayer of examine. St. Ignatius of Loyola developed the prayer in the 16th century for the Jesuits, a Catholic male religious order. He taught that God was in all things, and so we want to listen for God in our day. The guidelines for this type of prayer talk about how reflection prayer is based on the truth that God is in all things and that the Lord is near. The purpose of it is to deepen our life in Christ by discerning God's movement throughout our day and aligning ourselves with God's purposes. The prayer is not about judgment, but grace. We see more of God's goodness in us and in our days through this. And this prayer is a daily reflection. It can be done once or twice, typically towards the end of the day. And there are traditionally five steps, though there's been many variations throughout history. John Wesley's practice of inquisitive prayer also follows this same idea. Though it could take a bit longer, today we'll just take a few minutes to go through the five steps. There's a sheet inside the bulletin for reference, and there's also some space to make notes, although I think we're a little short on pens and pencils, so please share if you have any. They'll also be each step displayed on the screens up top. So the first step is preparation. As you quiet yourself, remember you are in God's presence. Take some time to get comfortable, breathe, and relax. The second step is invitation. Ask God and the Holy Spirit to help you review your day. Lord, you are here with us. Help us to be mindful of your presence. As we move into the next steps, feel free to use this time to think back over your entire week, as it is early in the day for a practice normally done at night. The third step is thanksgiving. We're going to reflect with gratitude on the good gifts of the day, the people, the places, events that have occurred, whether they or the previous week. Thank you. Next, we move into reflection. Review the day, asking yourself, when did I love? When did I experience God? And ultimately, when did I not love? When did I not experience God? The final step is resolution. As you notice, think back any patterns or concerns that arose from this period of examination, resolve them with us. Pray through them and think forward until tomorrow. Pray for your needs and concerns for tomorrow. And that's pretty straightforward. So anything anybody would like to share about this experience or how you think it might be beneficial in the future? Laura? Said she appreciates the intentionality and structure and how it helps focus. So, I agree. Please.
So to be able to take this. I'm going to do this one more in the middle of the day when I go.
That's a good perspective. Like sometimes evenings or first thing in the morning or whatever everybody says the optimal time to pray to God doesn't always work for you. So middle of the day when your brain's working well, that's a very good idea. So yeah, feel free. And I can, if you ever lose it or anything, I can send you the questions again. So feel free to reach out to me. In the book, there was a kind of a reflection from somebody about how this process went for him. It says, I love the daily reflection prayer, the prayer of examine. It always takes my awareness of self, others, and God during the course of everyday experiences to a deeper level. The prayer of examine kept my daily life grounded in God. I found it very satisfying to reflect on where I gave gifts to people today and that I was also able to receive gifts as well. Finally, knowing that I would be practicing the examine at the end of the day has made me more attentive to God's presence during the day. I noticed God's presence most when I became aware of my limitations in a situation and that it would be with God's help to carry it out. So as you go throughout your week, may you mindfully find the presence of God in each and every day. Thank you.